Blog Talk Radio.
He's found a death.
What?
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
Yes, indeed. It's the Patriot Nation Radio Show talking about this debate and all things, the current events, and the rally in St. Pete this weekend. But check it out. These are some people that like to hang out with
Thank
us.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
Attention conservatives. Big social media is targeting conservatives like you and me in an effort to silence us and the truth. The free speech social media that you have waited for is here at LibertyRush.com. No longer do you have to be distracted by fake news. Join the war on fake news at LibertyRush.com. The official alternative with no libtard rhetoric. Guaranteed. LibertyRush.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
I never knew about at a funeral or like the last day when an officer has passed, and they actually go and the dispatch will close basically down the radio air for emergency only. And then she will call the badge number, or he will call the badge number from dispatch, and obviously there's never an answer.
Hey,
a brave soul has passed away in the line of duty. Felt like something needed to be done or to recognize that. And that's what the song is about, basically. It's about an officer who's, you know, gone down in the line of duty, and, you know, he's given his all. And, you know, when they do reach out for the last call, he answers back, and these are his words. And one thing a lot of people don't know, I know a lot of cops, you know, in and out of uniform. They are very human, just like you and I. They can pick and choose what laws they uphold, but they have to uphold the ones that are put in place by our representatives. And our representatives are the people that we put in office. And the same people that are out there with their signs are the same people that are putting lunatics in office. Here's the wake-up call, people. Don't come down on the men and women in blue for doing their job. Come down on your representatives for passing these BS laws, and get involved in your political on a local level and fix what the problem is. Fix the problems in our laws today. Get involved in your local politics and get moving. Get moving in America. Become a citizen. A citizen doesn't mean you sit back and collect a paycheck from the government. A citizen means you are a part of the government, a part of the citizenry, a part of the voting and voicing public. And that's what I think the song says moreover than anything else. And if people want to hear it, because I know they do, please go to Dave Bray, USA, right now on Facebook. That's DaveBray, USA.
That's right, folks. DaveBrayUSA.com. Music on a Mission. Storyteller Edition is out. And a new song, you heard it here, One Day of Hell, 9/11, released September 4th. It is a new Dave Bray. Of course, you know we support Dave Bray here at the Patriot Nation Radio Network. As he supports us, he likes to come on the show and talk about his stuff. And he does it freely, lets us play his music with no trembles at all. So that's great. DaveBrayUSA.com. Music on a Mission. Storyteller Edition is out now. Hey, how's that? Pretty good, huh? I'm going to give a shout out to everybody there in the live feed. Alex just joining. Kelly, Paul, Pete, James, Elena. Just got to spoke. I spoke earlier with Z in reference to some candidates that may want to come on the show to promote their candidacy from the Pinellas County area, including some sheriff candidates running against Chad Cronist. You know, Chad is parading around as a Republican, definitely a Democrat, and he's a very left-leaning Democrat. Mayor Rick Christman of St. Petersburg, Florida, is leaning way to the left, and he's willing to just let the city be, he's willing to sacrifice the beautiful city of downtown St. Pete to the Antifa radicals and the Black Lives Matter radicals, not the peaceful protesters that, you know, they talk about. You know, just look at how peaceful they are in Portland. Very peaceful, you know, clubbing people on the head, screaming in their face at the restaurant, burning down the federal building with the police inside. It's very peaceful. It doesn't get more peaceful than that. Look how violent the flag wavers on the corner are. You know, they're out there waving their Trump signs and their flags, and they're causing all kinds of trouble over there, waving at people. One more year, yay! Oh my God, that's horrifying. But them Antifa guys burned down the city, you know, that's okay. They're just oppressed, angry. They're victims of the system. Hello, Jennifer. Victims of society. Oh, so we have to just let them get it out of their system. Burn down our city in hopes of getting a lump of federal. Ladies and gentlemen, they're getting ready to start hearings on the Honorable Amy Cohen Barrett for Supreme Court Justice. Now, these demon rats have sunk so damn low to say that the Honorable Amy Cohen Barrett is a colonizer and only adopted the two children from Haiti to shield herself from racist attacks so that she can say, I'm not a racist. Look at my adopted children. Yes, this is what the left is saying. They're attacking her faith. The same faith as former vice president and presidential candidate Joe Biden. And the same faith as majority leader of the House, Nancy Pelosi. All three are practicing Catholicism. Good for us, ain't good for you. We are the Democrats, the do as we say, not as we do party. Welcome to the show. Sit down, shut up, and listen to what we say, because we're going to be over here partying, drinking, you know, whatever else they're doing over there at Epstein's Island, over there, the Bilderberg groups over there in San Diego, running around in Bohemian Grove. The do as I say, not as I do party. We're going to be over here violating people's lives, breeding these people in underground tunnels, chasing them around in the woods at Bohemian Grove and then drinking their blood. Crazy. People think, I don't know if it's true, if it's fake, real. People keep thinking it's real, it's true. There's a lot of evidence pointing that it's probably fact that maybe some people are doing this. We had the nice lady from Australia come on the show, Fiona Barnett, a few years ago. And her story is crazy. Claims that Dr. Anthony, what the heck's the girl's name again? She's an actress. Oh, I can't think of a name. She was married to Tom Cruise. She left Tom Cruise. They were Scientologists. I can't think of a name, but her dad was Dr. Anthony, her last name. And apparently, what's the name? Nicole Kidman. Dr. Anthony Kidman. Ding! Raped her while Nicole watched. And then when it was done, Nicole left the room. Who knows? This is her claim. It's alleged. I don't know if it's true, but I would lean towards maybe it is. I would lean maybe towards maybe it is. She had combed the records, looked at things, went back in timelines, and matched planes on tarmacs with situations that she remembers being in, proved it, wrote a book. So, what's going on with these demon rat pedophiles? Creepy, sleepy Joe Biden, the kid toucher. Guy who doesn't want his kids growing up in a racial jungle. Who thinks that poor kids are just as smart as white kids. Yeah, jolting Joe Biden. President Trump signs a 10-year deal that donates more money to historically black colleges than ever in history. No other president has ever done it. Prison reform that allowed thousands of low-level drug crimes to be released out into freedom, nonviolent people who had a dime bag in 1987. And back in 1987, it was like a Schedule One drug. It was hardcore as heroin or LSD. Oh my, the evil devil weed, marijuana. They're going to sentence you to 15 years of hard labor. And off they went to prison. He signed a bill, largely affected mostly minority people. Barack Obama, 8 years, first black president. We're in AC/DC today, folks. Did you hear AC/DC putting out a new record? Power Up, AC/DC, Power Up, coming out, I think, in early 2021. It should have been out already. They've been recording it for months. It features the last recordings of Malcolm Young. So you will hear on the album actual Malcolm Young guitar jamming the new AC/DC, Power Up. Now, if you search it and you're into AC/DC like I am, you can hear a clip of the song. Pretty good. I didn't get the clip. I didn't bring the clip up. Unfortunately, usually I have that stuff ready to go, but not tonight. I wore my shirt to commemorate and remember Malcolm Young, one of the great. I could probably do this. Hold on a second. You could play an AC/DC song. I think I have some. See what I got here. I don't have the new one. But I have a couple of songs that were from my old set list. No, I don't. And AC/DC's coming out with a new record. Folks, we got the Rolling Thunder organizer. Just did a Back to Blue rally. Had about 2,300 people and 1,000 motorcycles show up to a Back to Blue rally here in Florida, St. Pete. Well, these guys are making their way back to the St. Pete area this weekend, saving downtown St. Pete. Now, last week, some nice people were having some dinner, and some folks decided they were going to scream and yell in their face and disrupt their dinner while they were sitting there with themselves trying to enjoy the evening. Right? So, in fact, let me make sure I share this to the guy. He's getting ready to come on the show here. And so a group of patriots that weekend, which was last weekend, a group of patriots went down to St. Every time the Antifa clowns decided to block the highway, these flying patriots went over and cleared the road and let the cars pass. Whenever these turds decided they were going to disturb somebody's meal, these guys went over and cleared the sign. They were trying to assure that the neighborhood is free and clear of riffraff, known as Antifa, and Black Lives Matter, causing trouble. During the whole thing, I'm watching the video, there's not one cop anywhere. These people are breaking the law. They're stopping traffic. They're standing in the highway, causing all kinds of trouble. People are trying to enjoy downtown St. Pete. Have you ever been there, folks? Either side, the bay side or the beach side. Beautiful. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. I'm going to take a guess, and I'm going to say at least 200, and that's seriously low estimate. Because on a drop of a hat, they assembled 50, 60 guys, and they went down and they cleared these people out of the street in 2 days. This one has been organized all week. It's been talked about, spread about, passed around. Everybody knows about it. And these guys going out in St. Pete, keep the streets and the people safe. Because the mayor, Rick Kreisman, has told the police to stand down. That's right, folks. Beautiful downtown St. Pete on the verge of being destroyed because Mayor Rick Kreisman is on the side of the devil. Mayor named Rick was awesome. This guy, I don't know. What is going on in this world? You would tell your police to stand down in the face of riot. People sitting there having food. Absolutely. Let's see what we can do. You want to hear a tune? My guests are going to be calling in here in a minute. And I want to play an AC/DC song. We'll probably get censored on Facebook. Let's see what we can dig up here. AC/DC, ladies and gentlemen, is releasing a new record. So I'm excited. I was in an AC/DC tribute band for 7 years. Yeah. AC/DC, I want to rock. Let's see. This is a good one. This is AC/DC from the album Back in Black. Shoot the drill. No. Thank you. That's what I'm talking about, folks. We got a guest on the line. We are talking St. Petersburg, Florida, Saturday, here in the Sunshine State. The reason I played AC/DC is because their new record is coming out, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm very excited. I have been in an AC/DC tribute.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
Certainly is my guess that Facebook Live will be muting the show during that song. That's just the way it is with Facebook. They'll be sending me some kind of message. Been playing AC/DC for a long, long time on the show, all over the place. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I want to bring in our guests. We want to talk about this thing happening this weekend here in the St. Petersburg area of the Sunshine State. Liberty and freedom, flag-waving American patriots going to descend on the city to keep it safe. Eric, welcome to the show.
Hey, Mark, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for your time this evening. I appreciate it. I think what's going on is very important. I can't make it, but I can talk about it, and I can spread the word.
I appreciate that. We definitely need it. That's for sure. I encourage everybody to share this if it's shareable when the interview's over.
Yep. This is going to be quite interesting. Is there something planned to counter you guys? Are you countering somebody else's plan? Or are you just going for a nice ride in St. Pete?
Well, let me first explain to everybody who Blue Thunder is. If you haven't already gotten the pun of the name, Blue is Back the Blue, and Thunder is the noise about 1,000 Harleys make as they roll down the road. Right now we have right around 2,000 members. It could be over 2,000 members by now. We're not only a Back the Blue group, but and do pro-police, pro-law enforcement rallies at different law enforcement agencies around the Bay Area. But we also do fundraisers. Our last one was for a child with cancer here in the St. Petersburg area. And we just try to rally the community together. And this thing has grown like a wildfire in Santa Ana winds. It's amazing how many people out there have been quiet so long and were just waiting for something like this and are just disgusted at what they see on the news. And now they're starting to see it in their own town due to the mayor's just being placent with these people and playing right into their hands. And people just aren't going to – I don't know how many people have seen the videos over the last few weeks of them disrupting diners and upscale outdoor dining districts in St. Petersburg and pulling knives on individuals. And, I realize we have a Democratic – liberal mayor here, but this is not going to be like a lot of liberal cities up north in Portland. We refuse to let that happen. I know a lot of people are familiar with the old Baywalk outdoor mall here in St. Petersburg that was shut down years ago due to protesters, violent protesters on the sidewalk out front, and patrons just quit going, and a multi-million dollar business district had to close and go out of business. Well, guess what? We're not going to let that happen. Our last event on St. Pete Beach and Treasure Island had right around 1,000 motorcycles in it. We plan to have not quite that many because downtown St. Petersburg is not quite as big of a place and it's not going to accommodate us all. So we're going to have probably about 200, maybe more of our hardcore bikers there just to make sure that our citizens are protected and our city's not run over and doesn't become a Portland, Oregon, since the mayor can't seem to find the fortitude to do it himself.
Yes, and I believe that St. Pete is a beautiful city, and if the police are being told to stand down and there's no one there to protect the city, who else is there to protect the city? People don't understand that this is what citizen militias were created for, basically, to repel tyranny, which is what we're seeing, or just lack of law and order. People wanted peace. People wanted to pursue life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. This is what we all want to do. without interference. And they want to stick their little fingers in everybody's little pie, get a little piece of everything. It sounds like a Don Henley song, you know?
I really have a sick feeling in my gut that this mayor in this town is pulling puppet strings right now. I think he's probably trying to intentionally start a race war from what I've seen. And it's right before the election, he can claim that a bunch of Trump militia came in here and started a race war. He would be a rock star with the Democratic Party. And I really believe that's what he's trying to do. And everything I've seen in St. Petersburg leads me to believe that. There is no police presence downtown at all.
Not
when these people come through and just ruin everybody's evening. And regarding race wars, none of Blue Thunder has anything against people with color. Hell, we have people with color in our group. We are right and wrong. We back the blue. We support. Yeah, we're all about law and order. I don't care what color you are. I love people of color just like I love my own color. And that has not a thing to do with it, but they love to call us white nationalists, white supremacists, just to throw up a smoke screen because they can't win the argument. So that's how they shut people down. And I'm done with it. And I'm by the looks of the numbers in our group, so are the majority of Americans.
Well, I don't put a color in front of the word, but I would have to say I'm a nationalist. I love my flag. I love my country. I love my military. I love my freedom. And that's an
I agree with that. I agree 100%, Mark. And but their latest thing is white supremacists. They call, I mean, it was racist forever, and for some reason they've shifted gears and now are calling it white supremacists. They can call us whatever they want, but let them try to call our members the people of color that are backing the same law and order type of town that they want to live in those names. That's just a lazy excuse of an argument to take that cop out.
How about bringing up in this circus of a debate the Proud Boys going, oh, these white supremacist Proud Boys? Then, of course, as soon as you say something like that, the truth is going to come flying at you. And out comes Enrico Toria, a half Spanish, half black leader of the Florida faction of the Proud Boys. Oops. Yeah, that sounds like he's half Spanish and half black. That makes a good white nationalist. So, you know, that blew that narrative right out of the water.
Well, and we have more and more people of color that are fed up with it, and they're more than welcome to join us, and they already have. And then, of course, they turn around and call them Uncle Tom House Negroes and whatever they call, just to try to shame them and get them to fall back in line. And God help them if they're successful and they make a life for themselves and their families, you know. But back to the subject at hand, I'm tired of seeing my fellow citizens just pushed around. I'm tired of seeing business shoppers and diners run out of town, and it's not going to happen in my town anymore. We're not looking for any kind of war. God help me. I hope it does not come to that. But we're a peaceful group. We back the blue. We are all for law and order, which is peace. But
the motivation of the rally.
Yes, and if trouble is started here in this town, we'll end it. No doubt about it. Since the mayor has told the police to stand down, and by the way, he denies that to the end. But just go and look at the marches downtown. I'm sure this march, since it has a lot of media attention because of everything that's been buzzing in social media right now, I'm sure he'll probably put a police presence down there because he knows the eyes are on him right now. But over the last several weeks, these outbreaks have started downtown. People have flipped over dining room tables, taken over tables, pulled knives, and there is not a police officer anywhere in sight downtown St. Petersburg.
Each day that goes by and they're allowed to do this, it's going to become more and more aggressive towards the people.
That's
They're just
true.
Pushing to see how far they can go.
it's a powder keg, and that's one of the reasons, one of a few reasons, I think he's pulling political puppet strings right now to intentionally start this before an election. Everything I've seen leads me to believe that.
Well, I just gotta hope that we keep praying for safety and peace, and hope that they don't feel like all of a sudden they want to stand up to a bunch of American patriots, Blue Thunder, and others. Because I don't know how well you've been following everything. I'm sure you have, but there are contingency groups coming from all over the place down there.
Oh yeah, I agree. We're not the only group in this. There's going to be three or four. Gosh, probably even more that I don't even know about coming. But downtown's going to be saturated with thousands of patriots. And that tells you how tired of this we are. And the mayor needs to get a clue and look at his base on Saturday night and look who his base really is. And if he wants to be reelected, he better pay attention. But I don't think anybody in their right mind is going to reelect this mayor.
I don't know. You never know. You know, I've seen crazier things. Look, we almost had Gillum as our governor. Look how close
this
that was.
This is true. Yeah, this is true. This is true. But I think a lot of people in St. Petersburg have had enough. They've seen enough, and they know that the mayor can put an end to it if he wants to. Just enforce the laws, put police downtown. These people walk brazenly down the middle of the street and get in people's faces and instigate fights. They walk through intersections against red lights. They hold cars. They're on skateboards. They're on bicycles. They're half-dressed, some of them. It's just, and they use foul language in upscale dining districts, and people just get up from their tables and leave. And the businesses are suffering, and, it breaks my heart seeing my town coming. And Blue Thunder's not going to sit by and watch it happen. I mean, to tell you the truth, Mark, these counter-protests and things make me sick. They leave me with a bad feeling inside. Any day of the week, I'd rather do a rally. I'd rather back the blue. I'd rather do a fundraiser.
Amen.
For a child with cancer. And to have to pull all of those resources away from that and come do this, it just makes me sick.
It's hurting not only small business, but it's a ripple effect, and it's just rippling out.
But
it'll be inspiration. Maybe this will be inspiration for other cities and other, towns to say, listen, that's it. This now we see.
Well,
this is what we got to do.
I've already seen it here in Florida, Mark. We were the first big major rally group in the state of Florida after the Floyd incident. And one of my main missions was for what people see to become contagious, and these things spark up all over the state. And look what's happened. That's already happened. Our number two mission was to lift the morale of police officers and their family, and I see that being accomplished at all of our rallies as well. When they see 1,000 motorcycles or more pull up and hand them plaques and applaud them and tell them how much they love them, I mean, we've seen officers brought to tears just this last weekend. They didn't think anybody really cared anymore.
Well, listen, do you know the song Last Call by Dave Bray?
No, I don't. But before, if you're going to play that, I have one more request, since you like AC/DC, before I go off, or as I go off. Play Thunderstruck for me.
Right, but you got to hear, if you're getting ready to head out, you got to hear this song, because if you're helping families who are left behind after their loved one is killed in the line of duty, there's a part two, is called Survivor. I don't have that song up yet, but they're really awesome songs. I'm going to find it real quick.
I will definitely look that up for sure.
I'm going to play Last Call right now. The video is really important. You got to see the video. So, let's see, where is it? There it is. Oh, no, that's the wrong song. Freedom Rings. That's a great song, too. Where's it go here? I should have had it. It's the last second here. I didn't have it pulled up. Here we go. I'm not going to play the video. I'm just going to play the song. This song is from, this is like an officer talking to people after he's been taken out by a gunfire. There's a part two to that song called Survivor, which is about those who survive after their loved one has made their last call. That song is dedicated to all the men and women who lost their lives in the line of duty, serving and protecting all of these officers that have been attacked, shot, killed, beat, M80s thrown in their face, water bottles frozen, whatever it is that is being projected at them. God bless each and every one of them. You can get that song at DaveBrayUSA.com. Music on a Mission is out now. It's been out for a while now, and Survivor is also out. I think that's on Spotify, iTunes, etc., etc., etc. We have Hey, Jason Britz, tuning in from Israel. What's happening, Jason? Thanks for tuning in. The holy year, the holy time for the our Israeli friends, our Jewish friends, folks. Check out Jexit, Michelle Lubin Terrace, and the ladies there at Jexit. That's the Jews are exiting the Democrat Party. Hallelujah. And Blexit and Lexit are there too. Blacks and Latinos exiting. Good stuff happening. So, Eric, I hope you enjoyed that song. It's a really an amazing song. I don't know how clear it comes over the radio.
Well,
but
yeah, I was just about to say, Mark, I can't wait to get home and listen to it because over the phone it comes out pretty tinny, but I get the gist of it, and I'll definitely put it on my playlist.
You have to watch the video because the video really hits what the song is about. You know, most of these little kids that are scurrying out of their basements and bedrooms after playing hours and hours of Call of Duty at duty and now think they're soldiers obviously have never been handed a flag like the one behind me in this beautiful display case of my father. If you know what I mean. If they were handed one of those after a loved one was lost, maybe they might understand why you don't step on, defecate, burn, or desecrate in any way, shape, or form the flag of America. That simple. So I don't know how much time you got, but if you want to tell folks about anywhere that they should meet up, greet up, if they want to join your fiesta, if they can, if they want to join Blue Thunder. How can folks do that?
Well, they can search on Facebook. We're actually only accepting people locally here because we don't want the mayor or anybody else to have the pleasure to say that there's a bunch of outsiders coming into their town. But I do encourage other cities and other towns to create similar groups as ours.
So can we do like Blue Thunder Hernando?
Yeah, we have different chapters. We have a chapter in Hernando and Pasco. We have a chapter in Manatee, Sarasota, and they're growing. There may be other chapters coming as well. But we all have the same mission. We're nonviolent unless we are pushed to that point. And I also wanted to make clear, too, I don't want to give the impression that a lot of these protesters out there are African American or black, because they're not. I don't know about other cities, but right. Here in St. Pete, we have a lot of very inexperienced, misguided millennials out there that are calling us these names, the white supremacists and so on. And probably only about 20 of them or 20% of them are people of color. And then you have your thugs in there that are creating problems. So it's a mixture of everybody. It's not only the black community. It's just basically a lot of socialists in the first birthing phase of socialism or fiscal and civil unrest, and that's what they're trying to create.
Right on. Well, folks, I don't know where you are or what you're up to Saturday night in St. Petersburg. There's going to be a lot of patriots. I don't know if you're heading down. Be safe. Be careful. Bring a couple of friends and stay in groups. If you can't stay with the main group, stay in groups of five, at least five, because at least when you have five people, you can form a circle and defend it. You know what I mean?
This is true.
Hand-to-hand combat.
Hopefully we won't be living in this environment for much longer.
So here we are. I think you're getting ready. You got to probably head out. So I want to dedicate this song to Eric and Blue Thunder because it was
requested. Thank you, sir. Good talking to you.
Here you go.
No insurance?
Oh, we get to have an ad because it's on the YouTube.
Station exam and x-rays for relief when you need it.
Which is the name of our tribute band, Thunderstruck. Thunderstruck. Thunderstruck, that goes out to Blue Thunder, getting ready to rally down in the sunny Saint. Looks like due to poor connection for some reason, I have a weak signal here. I don't know. I'm going to check it out now. Says it's good. Says it's connected. Says it's strong. It's scanning for networks. I have no idea. See what's happening. Maybe we can get some more video here before the show ends. Uh-oh, there goes the video. Jeez. Just having quite a train wreck happening right here at the end of the show, but we're having fun. There it goes. Looks like it's playing again. Here comes all the notifications. Hey, look, we're back. Hallelujah. What's happening, folks? Dean's watching. What's happening, Dean? He's over there in a beautiful, sunny California. We're right here towards the end of the show. I just played a nice clip of AC/DC Thunderstruck, and I jammed along my old 1963 Sears Silvertone.
Thunderstruck!
Hey, you know, we're just having fun here tonight. We had Eric on from Blue Thunder, St. Pete. They're going down to St. Petersburg. They're going to keep the place safe. They're going to clear the roads. They're going to do all kinds of fun things to keep the people rocking and rolling down there so that they can eat safe and have a good time while they're dining down in St. Petersburg, Florida. Now, I don't know if I'm going to get the show now, but next week, a week from today, Dr. Patrick Boogity, what the heck's his name? Dr. Patrick Flynn's coming on the show. He's talking about face masks, COVID-19, CDC updates, and things like that. That is next Thursday. Frontline doctor treating patients the old-fashioned way with hydroxychloroquine, 63-year-old safe medication. So, you know, we want to keep that going. Very important that people understand the effectiveness of the hydroxychloroquine that is out. It works. It is doing amazing things. It's helping the people. Now, I was watching this debate the other day. Okay, now we're at the end of the show. We're going to hit the debate a little bit. People are like, oh, Trump this, Trump that, wouldn't denounce white nationalism, blah, 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 white supremacy, white, white, white. Joe Biden wouldn't denounce Antifa or Black Lives Matter. So these guys are not denouncing hate groups. Oh, well, it's both sides are not denouncing the hate groups at this time. But our president already denounced the hate groups before the last election because the Charlottesville shit was going down. He already denounced it. Not like jolting Joe Biden, who had high raving accolades for Robert, as they say, KKK Byrd, former senator. Icon, mentor to Hillary Clinton. Right, Robert KKK Byrd, KKK member, former senator. God rest his soul. I hope he was repented and he made it to the kingdom of heaven, for Christ's sake. He deserves maybe to burn in hell, but God is great and his grace is for everybody, as long as you atone and repent. But it's okay for Joe Biden to be a segregationist. Oh my goodness, here we go again. Fuck. Anyway, folks, I gotta go. Here it is. It's the Star Spangled Banner, Dave Bray. Here you go. Please rise. It's the Star
Spangled Banner. You've decided to grab a delicious pizza and refreshing Pepsi from 7-Eleven.
Damn it.
Remember how it was your night to cook? Well played. Grab a Pepsi pizza deal today, only at 7-Eleven.
I don't drink Pepsi.
Thank you.
It's a wrap until we meet again next week. Good night. God bless you. God bless America. Be sure that this Monday coming up, you check out United Patriots Uprising.
One of the exciting technologies that we're able to deploy.
United Patriots Uprising this Monday, 7 to 9 p.m., and then, of course, Tuesday, Conservatives Perspective with James Bostic. Heard Tuesdays and Thursdays, 7 p.m. Eastern. Took a day off today. Thank you and good night.